Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about Jesus being Lord of all, and looked at various things so far that Jesus is Lord of in our life. And today we're going to focus in on Jesus being Lord of all work. Colossians 3, verse 23, says, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men." As we think about Jesus being Lord of all work, we consider what it looks like, whatever we do. And the idea is that we consider that Jesus is the recipient of what we're doing. He's the beneficiary. He's the one that we're seeking to please. And I think sometimes we look at that, and when it talks about work at it with all your heart, we subconsciously at least limit what that applies to. And there's some that it applies to our occupation. And that's it. That's our work. It's what we get paid for. Well, that's part of it. But I'm not sure that I suppose there are some people who feel like that's all they do, is occupational work. But the whatever you do, I think is a little broader than just what we do for a living. It's what we do, whether we're paid or not paid. It's what we do in serving others. It's what we do as children of God. And when we come together to worship, when we come together to encourage one another, when we come together to serve, sometimes we do so, well, because we think we have to. Or somebody's watching and they'll not think well of us if I don't show up. And there's all kinds of things that motivate us to being involved in various tasks and responsibilities, but regardless of what that motivation happened to be, and perhaps we may need to work on the purity of motives, but regardless of that, God's desire is when we're in the midst of it, we're doing it to honor Him. We're doing it to please the one who called us. But as I thought about this, whatever you do, work at it with all your might as working for the Lord, not for men. I thought about even our rest. Rest and work don't seem to go well together. We're either doing one or the other. But I've discovered that if we don't deliberately rest, it likely doesn't happen all that well. It's one of the reasons that God instructed His people throughout the Old Testament to observe the Sabbath. That day of rest, that necessity that is easily forgotten. And I'm not saying, and I don't believe, that rest looks the same from one person to the next. The things that each one of us do to relax and to rest our mind, to rest our body, to rest every part of who we are, can be very different from one person to another. But even in that, whatever we do, we ought to do it in such a way that it honors God, that it pleases the Lord. But living life, working as for the Lord, is not as easy as it sounds like it ought to be. We get caught up in the things of this world. We get caught up in the ways of business and the ways of work and the ways of workplace drama. And recognizing that pleasing the Lord ought to, well, please my boss. It ought to please my neighbor. It ought to please my coworkers. It ought to please my children. It ought to please my parents. It ought to please those that I come in contact with. And I understand it's pretty obvious, I think, in this world, we're not going to please everyone. But generally speaking, if we seek in whatever we do to do it as working for the Lord, I think the percentage of people that are pleased with what we do goes up. Because working for the Lord, honoring Him, involves considering the needs of others as more important than ourselves. It involves speaking what benefits those who hear. Sometimes what benefits those who hear isn't what they want to hear. We know that because what benefits us isn't always what we want to hear. And so we live life recognizing Jesus is Lord of all work. He's in charge. One of the things I do to relax is watch a variety of YouTube videos, court cases and police interactions. I know it sounds strange to relax with that. But oftentimes, those involved in interactions with the police that are not going well want a supervisor. They're convinced that the person that they're dealing with now, the officer they're dealing with, simply doesn't know what he's doing, and somebody higher up the chain of command will set them free. Now, generally, that doesn't happen in these videos. The person involved in whatever activity it was simply doesn't agree that it was wrong, even though the law says it is. And oftentimes, the higher up they go, the more trouble they find themselves in, rather than the less trouble. But we have that tendency of not liking the response we're getting, of trying to find somebody that has a greater authority. And when we consider Jesus as the Lord of all work, I think it ought to help us when we discover and we find ourselves in the midst of those conflicts of life where our immediate supervisor doesn't see things the same way we do, or we don't see things the same way they do, that we do have a higher authority. Not a higher authority that enables us or instructs us to rebel against the authority of this world, but a higher authority that says to submit to our governing officials, to those over us. And I think that includes workplace officials, those over us in that regard. Now, there are obviously biblical examples of times where the apostles and other believers would well, not follow government official directives, and they make it clear that this is a clear violation of choosing between what you say and what God says. Most of what we deal with isn't that. Most of what we deal with is, I don't like what they said. And when we recognize Jesus as the Lord of all work, whether we're working at our job, whether we're working on our home, whether we're working in the garden or yard, whether we're working for pay, whether we're working for free, whether we're working for pleasure. What changes? What happens when we do all of that, whatever we do, to please Jesus? To consider, first off, what does this task look like if Jesus is really in charge? What does this task look like, not only in the completion, but in the doing, that would cause Jesus to say, wow, I like what you did there? You see, when we change our focus on whatever we do, doing it for the Lord, it ought to free us from that burden of seeking approval on every little thing from the people around us. And when we put Jesus as Lord of all work, I think, for the most part, our approval rating with people actually goes up. Again, not guaranteed, not always taking place, and not should not be the ultimate goal of why we're doing it. We do it because it's right. We do it because, well, Jesus is in charge. We do it because we love Him. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself. It gives us what we need in order to be right with you, because the blood of your Son, Jesus, has cleansed us from all unrighteousness as we repent, as we allow His Spirit to transform us. And so, God, today I pray that you would help us to consider whatever we do, that in that consideration we would give thought as to who we're doing it for, of who's in charge, of who we really want to be pleased with the outcome. And Father, even in the midst of life where we have various direct supervisors and individuals that are immediately over us, may the ultimate one that we seek to please, that we seek to honor, be you. And whatever we do, may we work at it. May we put effort into pleasing you. May we put effort into honoring Jesus, into making Him known, into being obedient, being submissive. Father, as we consider whatever this day holds for us, whether it's tasks that we're being paid for, whether it's tasks that we're volunteering for, whether it's the simple non-task of resting, may we do it for you. And may that simple decision to do everything for you change how we view the things we do. I Father, may that transformation change how we represent Jesus. May we not only know Him as the Lord of all work, but may we show by our attitudes and actions and words how much of a benefit it is to us to live with Jesus in charge. And so God, today, help us to put that effort in to the things that we do, whatever they are. And if we find ourselves in the midst of something that we're not doing for You, that we're not doing in a way that would please You, then may Your Spirit convict us that we would change, whether it's a change of attitude, whether it's a change of what we're doing, or whatever the change is that's necessary, may we heed that conviction. And may we return to working for You in whatever we do. And Father, may that redirection, may that focus help us to lift up Jesus in everything we do and everything that we say, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.